At City Hall this morning, Mayor Ed Murray again called for swift action on the jungle, the homeless encampment under I-5. The city and the state have started implementing their plan to clear the place out, and not for the first time either. Back in the early 2000s, it was Jordan Royer's job to handle the jungle for Mayor Greg Nickels. Royer's approach was to keep the jungle as clean as possible and push everyone who camped there out twice a year.
My approach was to get everybody on board, manage expectations, and make sure that everybody understood what the strategy was, what we were trying to accomplish at the end of the day. And I'd be very straight with people saying, we're not going to solve this problem completely, but we're going to manage it in such a way that we are not going to have the crime issues that were really what was bothering the neighborhood and obviously was threatening people's health and lives. And so what we tried to do is we went in there and we talked to people and we said, you know, we're going to clear out the jungle and you have 24 hours to leave. We told them we went in there with Real Change, with Seattle PI, with Seattle Times reporters, with service providers to let people know where they could go. And then we said, you have to leave. And then we're going to come in and we're going to clean it up, clip back on the vegetation on the areas around the jungle so that there was natural surveillance from the neighborhood inside the jungle. We actually built a gravel road through the jungle so that police could drive through there and kind of keep tabs on the situation, monitor it. And then we committed to the neighborhood that we were going to go in there and clean out the jungle two times a year.
How well would you say your approach worked?
Well, it worked for as long as Greg Nickels was in office. I think when Mike McGinn came into office, they didn't use that approach, and they, to my knowledge, didn't do any cleanouts and didn't do any kind of maintenance of the situation. And unfortunately, what you get is what you have now. It's completely out of control. You've got fires, assaults, rapes, drugs, all kinds of things that are happening in there. What's interesting now that's different than when I worked on it, though, I was shocked to see permanent structures in that area. That is kind of shocking to me that that was allowed to happen. And once that happens and it starts to be like, you know, the place where everybody knows that they can go and, you know, get certain things, you know, most likely heroin and other drugs, it just becomes a place that you no longer have control over, and it's almost like a government unto itself. And I think if, you know, you let it continue to fester in one place like that, you're just going to get more and more problems and more people are going to die. And I just don't think that's acceptable.
When you would go into the jungle, this homeless encampment, you know, to kick people out, how did they react to you and what they'd say?
Well, what's interesting is, you know, we went in and talked to people, and people kind of understood, and they said, okay, well, you know, that's what the rules are. And that's why I say when you manage expectations and people understand what the rules are and that the rules are going to be enforced, people will adjust.
I ask because, as you know, we've heard from people who live in the jungle now who say the city is trying to kick us out of our home.
Well, sure, that's, you know, it's illegal to camp in there. So I don't really understand, you know, why if you want to, some people would like to make it, you know, bring in porta potties and, you know, all of this infrastructure and things like that so people can live in the jungle, which I think is really a bad approach. I think what you're going to do is facilitate more people getting sick, more people dying, more rapes, more of all of that sort of activity in there. And I, again, don't think that's acceptable. You're always going to get people who say, you know, don't do anything. But frankly, part of the problem with our city right now is that people don't think that the rules apply to anybody.
We know that people don't always use the shelters that are there for various reasons. They don't work for them. Given that, isn't shutting down the jungle twice a year just chasing people around the city?
Well, what you're trying to do is trying to, and this is a law enforcement tactic on all kinds of different things. When you have the goal here is not to allow, again, as I've said before, an area to be so so used and so comfortable for people to come and do all sorts of different things. And frankly, there's a lot of crime going on in that area. What you want to do is keep it moving a little bit. I know that that sounds like a kind of a Band-Aid approach, because it frankly is. You're always trying to get more people into housing. Frankly, I would support an approach that New York State has where you have a constitutional right to shelter. And what that allows you to do is the advocates can sue if there's not enough shelter available for people. And it allows jurisdictions to say, look, we know you're homeless, but you can't sleep on the street. You can't sleep in this area, but we do have shelter available for you. Now, if they don't take that shelter, you've got to, you know, continue to work with them, do outreach, and all these other things that I think the mayor is trying to do right now. But, you know, some people, frankly, are, you know, not ready to go into shelter, and you've got to keep working with them, but you cannot allow large encampments in an area that is so isolated, like the jungle, to take place because people are going to die. And I guarantee you, if the city decided not to do anything, more people would die in there.
We've heard that the city would like to shut the jungle down for good. Can that happen?
Well, I don't think you can do. I don't think you can do that either. I wrote a piece for Crosscut about this. That the if this is managing expectations. You have to manage it and control it. But to think that you're going to keep people from camping in there permanently or that it's never going to be a problem again, it's pretty Pollyannish, I think. And from what I've heard is the city does not plan on fencing it off. That's I heard that last night from the mayor's person, Scott Lindsay, who's in charge of this. So I don't think that's on the table, and I agree with the mayor that that would be a bad idea to fence it off. And I would urge the city council also not to kind of throw a monkey wrench and make this a long, drawn-out process. But, you know, you just kind of manage it, and you try to keep it from getting out of control. You try to keep people as safe as possible. But are you going to stop people from going in there and doing things? You know, you're probably not going to be able to.
Jordan Royer had the job in the early 2000s of handling the homeless encampment known as the Jungle for Seattle Mayor Greg Nickels back then. The city is working to clear the place out. Royer, as you heard, saying the jungle can never be permanently emptied. It can just be managed. Seattle City Light says it hopes to have electricity back on in downtown Seattle in about 15 minutes. Twitter is telling us that Seattleites are being polite and orderly.